In Uganda, 40% of the people have to walk 30 minutes or more for clean water. Two-thirds of the world's population could face water shortages by 2025. Do something today. Your gift could help install a Jesus well, providing water for an entire village for 25 years. Gospel for Asia has installed 30,000 of these wells, and they need your help to give life to thirsty people. Join Truth Network in supporting this cause. Go to truthnetwork.com or call 855-573-7351. Let's bring the living water to the world. So speaking of history,
now the fun begins. Now it's time to play shenanigans.
All right, so it is time to play shenanigans. That's what, for those of you who wonder where Robbie got the word. Well, when I was a little kid, they had that show on TV, Shenanigans, and so... You know, I like to play shenanigans, you know, that Christian that we do. And so we're going to get to our riddles now. So speaking of history, how did, Christian, have you ever wondered about this? How did Louis XIV feel after completing the palace at Versailles? What do you think?
I have no idea, Robbie. What did he do?
He felt Baroque. That's what he felt. There you go. He did. So, Michael, are you with us now?
I am with you.
All right. We do have Michael with the Christian History Institute, as well as Tom Cortado. But we're speaking of history today on my riddles. So, what did... Here's your next one. What did Alexander the Great and Kermit the Frog have in common, Michael? Do you got any idea?
Let me think about that.
Alexander the Great and Kermit the Frog have what in common? Dwayne is looking over here like he knows that their middle name is the same. Alexander the Great and Kermit the Frog. And you can laugh too, Tawnet. That's a little funny, isn't it?
It's
a
little, well, I actually was going to say the same thing, the same middle name.
Yeah, how about this one? Yeah, I know you're a history buff, Michael, so you should be able to get this. What was the biggest hit movie in ancient Greece? You got any ideas on that one? The biggest hit movie in ancient Greece. Christian, you got an idea?
Gladiator? I don't know.
What do you think, Michael? Troy Story. That's what it was. Troy Story. That makes sense, doesn't it? I knew it would. Okay. Maybe you can do better with this one. So here we go. Why is England the wettest country in the world? I bet you're wondering. You've probably wondered that for a long time. Why is England the wettest country in the world? Do you know that one, Michael?
The wettest country in the world.
Yeah, England.
Is it because of all the rain or the tea?
You got one word in there right. That is, the Queen of England has reigned for 70 years.
that is a good one.
And one last, we're going to go back to the Roman Empire. So here you go, Michael, another ancient history question. How was the Roman Empire cut in half? How was the Roman Empire cut in half? What do you think, Christian? You got any ideas?
Like a cake? I don't know.
Ah, by a pair of Caesars. Oh, so there's some groaning out there somewhere, we know. And at the end of those shenanigans, and those were shenanigans today, we actually do have a Bible riddle. It's sort of a Bible riddle anyway. So if you can get this one, which is, what kind of lightning did Noah use? Excuse me, not lightning. What kind of lighting? What kind of lighting did Noah use on the ark?